You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. With 91% of Americans owning cell phones, 58% with smartphones, and 31% on tablets, companies must enhance the traditional marketing strategies and embrace digital and mobile in order to market effectively. Here to chat with us today about what's next in mobile marketing is Vice President of Slant, Christopher McGuire. Chris has been in the marketing and promotions industry for more than 15 years and has held leadership positions at the Ignition Network and Draft FCB. He is an expert on sweepstakes and marketing contests and is currently working with global brands such as Ace Hardware, Harley Davidson, and U.S. Bank. Christopher, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be a part of this.
I'm excited to have you as well. So first of all, what are some of the mobile trends that you are seeing currently in the marketplace?
You know, currently, I think marketers are looking for ways to drive traffic into different locations, and mobile is a great way to interact with consumers. So one of the things we're trying to do is really understand different ways for us to get a consumer to actually enter a sweepstakes or participate or get a coupon in the store. So there's new technologies that are like geofencing or geolocation where you can actually restrict who can participate based on where they are. And so this is kind of an interesting trend where, a lot of different promotions have a difficult time when they're outside of the store, but this actually brings it in the store and allows the brands to actually interact with the consumers where at the store location. The other part that is kind of on the new and kind of being explored area are more of the like Google Glass or jewelry types of things. So how do we take these new technologies and leverage them in a way that makes them meaningful for our brands? So that's more on the future. Like there's not a lot of consumer adoption yet, but certainly something that's going to continue to be a bigger focus moving forward.
What would you say differentiates Slant from the competitors?
A lot of competitors focus on one particular aspect of the business. We try to bring a one-stop-shop solution to our customers. So we provide everything from the concept and creative and strategy all the way through to the fulfillment. We have a warehouse that we can fulfill all the prizes or incentives that we're going to include with the promotion. So it's really, everything within one house allows us to be more efficient, and it also gives us the ability to understand the best ways to execute the promotions and provide the consumer with the best experience.
It has been predicted that by 2014, over 70% of industry giants will make use of games in their marketing strategy. How do you see this evolving?
Well, you know, we kind of hinted on this with Google Glass and other, you know, iWatches and things that are coming out. I think that's where we're going to see new ways for marketers to implement these types of games. And, you know, for a long time, Flash was a technology that was used to do kind of dynamic interactive games, and Apple never really supported it and continues to not support it. So new technologies in that area are going to provide us with, I think, more dynamic and more rich graphics to provide a better, more engaging experience for the consumers. And then how we will use this technology, you know, through Google Glass or through these iWatches is really going to be something that's that I think will change how we experience games today. You know, whether it's something that's on a cup or a game piece where they're pulling off to find out if they're a winner or not. How do we use these technologies to kind of bring those promotions to life and give them more of a dynamic feel, more of a a next century feel.
Really cool stuff going on today. We're joined by Christopher McGuire, Vice President of Slant, bringing more than 15 years of experience from the marketing and promotions industry here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Christopher, what would you say is the most popular type of promotion amongst consumers today?
I would definitely say that games are the most popular. That when we look at the results of different programs, when we can have an instant win game, that instant gratification is really what drives consumers to come back every day to participate and drives more traffic to the stores. Different types of programs like discounts, like percentage off and contests don't have that appeal, that instant gratification that you're going to get something or you could get something today. And one of the ways that we really try to enhance that experience is provide a lot of inexpensive prizes. Music downloads and digital media are inexpensive not only to purchase but also to fulfill. You can fulfill those digitally, so there's no cost associated with it, and it provides that consumer with something real that they can enjoy immediately. And so when we can use those types of prizes, it not only gives them something small and inexpensive, but it also increases the believability that you're going to get a winner. And from there, it creates a viral experience with the consumer. So they tell their friends and say, hey, I want a music download. You should go check this out. And when we look at the traffic and the repeat traffic to these types of programs, they are significantly higher than other types of tactics.
Also, nearly 110,000 people per month are participating in sweepstakes on Facebook. How has social media changed the landscape of your business model?
Yeah, 110,000 actually sounds a little low to me. I think that social media will continue to be a part of promotions moving forward. Today, most promotions are geared towards Facebook, but what we're seeing more of is that there are Twitter programs and Instagram and other social media outlets. And I think what we'll see more of is not social media specific programs, but giving people the opportunity to participate in multiple social media networks. So like instead of having just a Facebook sweepstakes entry method, you might have a microsite as well as Facebook, as well as a Twitter, as well as an Instagram. And, there are other tactics like gamification where you can, give them badges for achieving different things like registering at Facebook and following their, and liking their page and following them on Twitter. So I think that's something that will be more important, as I don't think Facebook's going to be the only social media network out there. And, I think there's also people that shy away from it, and you don't really want to alienate one consumer by just focusing on one. So looking at promotions that will incorporate all of them will allow consumers to participate with your brand the way you want them to. I'm actually doing a webinar for the Brand Activation Association in July on gamification, so members can participate in that as well.
Well, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Slant online?
So you can visit us at Slant Marketing, www.slantmarketing.com. We also have a Facebook page, a LinkedIn page, Google+. And so come and check us out. You can reach me at C. McGuire, C-M-C-G-U-I-R-E, at slantmarketing.com if you have any questions or want to talk more. And thanks for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. How about in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic that we have been covering today?
I think when you're looking at a promotion, it's important to really recognize who your audience is and who you're talking to. So when you're looking at what prizes and what channel you're going to interact with them, it's really going to be determined by who you're talking to. Some prizes are going to be more impactful. If you're going to do a trip, there are certain demographics that don't like to travel. And if you're going to do an international trip, you've got things to consider with passports and things like that. So I think it's you know, you could always come with like the big prize idea and think that that's going to be the successful thing, but it's really more of a synergistic effect of finding the right prize pool for the right consumer.
Well, Christopher, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Christopher McGuire, Vice President of Slant, bringing more than 15 years of experience from the marketing and promotions industry. And once again, the website of reference is slantmarketing.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.